Today's shiur is Masechtas Vachem Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Miyaslei Reb Shimon Leib Bez Damastin Leim. In the previous shiur on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara posed a question. We know that bringing a carbon oila brings a kapara for mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara asked if somebody violated numerous mitzvahs asay, one carbon oiler could bring a kapara for all those mitzvahs asay. But the Gemara's question was, until when is that kapara effective? Is it effective only until you were makriv, until you were mafrish the carbon oiler? And any averis, any mitzvahs asay that were transgressed afterwards, the oiler will not bring kapara for? Or even averis that were committed after the hafrasha, after the designation of the carbon oila, until the actual carbon oila was actually slaughtered, will also be affected by this carbon oila. And the Gemara attempted, the last proof to this question that the Gemara attempted to bring, was the halacha that on Shavuos, two se'irim were brought for carbon chattas. The purpose of those se'irim were to bring kapara, if people ate kodesh or entered the Beis HaMikdash inadvertently when they were tamei. And the Gemara asked, why do you need two carbon chattas? And the Gemara answered, in case somebody did this avera between the hakrov of one carbon and the hakrov of the next. So the Gemara said, isn't that a clear indication that even averas that were committed after the afrasha, the carbon could affect? Because if not, they were both designated an Erev Yontif. So what's the point of the bringing the two kabonis? So the Gemara at the end of the shir tempted to say that no, we can't bring a raya from the carbon chattis that's brought on Shavuos, because the carbon chattis on Shavuos is a carbon tzibur. And by carbon tzibur, we have a concept of sakin mashchosin, which means that even other kabbonis, the hafrosha, do have an effect. By carbon tzibur, it's not the hafrosha that has the effect. It's only when they actually are brought. And therefore, we can understand why two kabbonis were brought. One carbon was brought, and then a second carbon was brought. The purpose of the second carbon was to affect kapara for any avera that might have been committed, any tumas migdash kedoshav that might have been committed between that krov of the first carbon and that krov of the second carbon. But that all is based on the concept that Bezdin makes it tonight, lay Bezdin masna, the Bezdin makes it tonight that the hakrova, that the hakrova is the only time when the carbon will become actually a carbon. But ask the Gemara, and that's where we begin. Who is the one that was discussing these carbon chattis that are brought in Shavuos? Who is the one that said that, and therefore we're explaining that carbon chattis or tzibur is unique? It was Reb Shimon. Ask the Gemara, umiyisle Reb Shimon lay bez de masna layem? Does Reb Shimon subscribe to this concept of lay bez de masna? Vamrav idi bar avin, amrav amrin, amrav yitzchak, amrav yoichnan, tmidim shloi hutschuchel tzibur. As we began to discuss this in the previous year, every day two carbon tamids were brought. Tamid shel shachris and tamid shel bein harbayim. And the halacha is that they had a special place where they kept the animals that they're going to use for carbon tamid. They typically had six animals there. And every day they used two, and they replenished it with two. We also know from where did these animals that were used for the carbon tamid come. So as we learned in Masechet Shkolim, all of Klal Yisrael had to contribute a machzis a shekel, and that machzis a shekel money was used to buy the carbon tamid. But we also learned that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the cutoff date from the old machzis a shekel stopped to be used, and the new machzis a shekel begins to be used. So now, if we have them buying animals from last year's machzis shekel, and as we learned, there's always going to be a stock left over of last year's animal. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is here, and they have leftover animals. What is the what that were bought with last year's money? and now Rosh Chodesh Nissan is supposed to use the new money. What do you do? Amar Rav Yochanan, Tamidim Shlehutzuchel Tzibur, the Tamidim that weren't needed by the community, the Diver of Shimon, Ein Niftin Tamidim. There's a halacha that an animal that becomes Kaddush, the Kedushas Aguf, may not be redeemed until it becomes Balmum. So as we just explained, it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We have these animals that were already designated. And since these animals were already designated, we can't use them for the new year because they're from last year's money. We can't redeem them because they're healthy animals. So Shimon says we're at an impasse. But we have to wait until they become a balimum. And after they become a balimum, then we'll be able to redeem them. The Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree. Niftim Tamimim. We can redeem them. Why? Because Rabbanan hold Lebez Namasna Aleim. And because Lebez Namasna Aleim, they really never became Kadosh. We'll explain this more in a moment. So now, it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I can't use those animals. So since I can't use those animals, they're not Kadosh. I just could take them and redeem them. Shimon says they are Kadosh. We don't hold of Lebez Namasna. And therefore, I have no choice but to wait till they become Bali Mum. But the bottom line, and we'll explain this more in a moment, is that we see clearly the Rav Shimon, who doesn't allow us to be part of these animals, doesn't subscribe to Lebez de Masna. So how are we explaining that brisa of the Kifsei Atzeres is based on Lebez de Masna, and that brisa is Rav Shimon, when Rav Shimon doesn't subscribe to Lebez de Masna? A number of important points. One, what does Lebez de Masna accomplish? So I saw Machlokes HaAchroidim. Some Achroim suggest that what Lebez the Master means, that the Kedusha is never there until we actually bring the carbon. And therefore, if we're not going to use it, it never was Kaddish in the first place. Others say that no, as soon as the animal is designated, it becomes Kaddish. However, what Lebez the Master Lame says, that if I don't need it, the Kedusha could fall away. Another question. The Rajba asks, according to Rav Shimon, we all know we're going to have this problem every year. So we know that we're going to have this problem every year, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is going to come. I'm going to have these animals left over. So why didn't they specially buy the animals that they're going to have there from the new Shkolim so they shouldn't get stuck with these leftover animals? So the Rajva says, actually, they did it. So why is there a problem? Why is the Bryce speaking about a problem that we had every year if we don't have the problem? So he gives that the Bryce is only referring to the following two scenarios. One scenario, he says, is as follows. The Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash had to worry about the financial welfare of Hegdash. So let's say he's able to get a good deal on animals. So he buys them. And now it comes to the end of the year, he has leftover animals. That's the case of Shimon is discussing. One pshat. Another pshat is that let's say there were animals that were bought, and then they got lost. So once they got lost, I'm going to have to replace them. Now comes the new year, and the old animals are found. I can't use those animals for the carbon tamid. It's already the new year, and those animals were bought with last year's funds. That's the issue that Rav Shimon and the Chacham are addressing. Ask them another question. Void, Habamine, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zeira. We find Rav Yirmiyah asking Rav Zeira about these Kifsei Atzer, these Siri Atzeres that we're discussing. Siri Atzeres, Shekibol Damim B'Shnei Kaisis. If they did Kabbal Saddam on these two Karbonis, the Nizrak Domashal Rishon, and they did already Zrikastam, which as we learned, that we'll learn, is the main factor that brings Kapara, Sheni Lamobo. So he asks some question, what's the point of the second carbon? And the answer is, Al Tumish Ur Ben Zrikashal Zel Zeh, is the entire point of the second carbon, if anybody got tummy between the Zrikstam of the first animal and the Zrikstam of the second animal. So makes the Gemara the following observation. At Kalami Boile, Alas the Lachashchita. The Gemara's question is, that if somebody designated two animals, and not only did he designate the two animals, he shechted the two animals, could Kapara be affected even for Averis that occurred after the Shechit of the animal? And again, says the Gemara, At Kalami Boile, Ela Esei de Lach Shechita. If Kapara could be effective for an Esei that was violated after the Shechita. But, says the Gemara, Avel Esei de Lach Afrasha, about any Esei that was violated after the Afrasha, like Kalami Boile, that seems to be obvious to the Gemara, that it's not a question it still could affect. So we're discussing already for the second day. If an Esilach Afrosha can have kapara through the carbon, isn't this a clear indication that it can? Answers the Gemara, Dilma Imtim Tzolayma Kama. The way to understand it is with Imtim Tzolayma. And I saw two pshatim how to understand what this Gemara means. One pshat is, Rashi seems to learn this pshat, that indeed it's clear that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira feel that Lacha Afrosha could still have kapara. The only question is Lacha Shechita, but that doesn't mean we have to follow their opinion. And we, Rava, didn't know what the halacha will be Lacha Afrosha. One way of learning. Another way of understanding the Gemara's Teretz is this way. Other Rishayim learn as follows. That actually, Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking Rabbi Zeira a double question. First of all, he wanted to know if kapara could be affected Lacha Afrosha. Im Timtzalayim, that it can it also be affected Lacha Shechita? But not that he was certain that it's effective Lacha Afrosha. It's only, he wants to ask a double question, but really both questions were questions to him as they are a question to Rava. So this second question that we looked at today's shir is not a question. But it's interesting, the Rishonim point out, the Gemara didn't address the first question that we said in the previous shir that you can't bring a raya from the Siri at Seres. Why? Because there it's a Lei Bezdin, Masna, and we see Rav Shim doesn't subscribe to Lei Bezdin, Masna. So, how does the Gemara ignores that question. How does it answer it? So I saw two answers in the Rishonim. One answer in the Rishonim is that Rav Shimon holds, as the Gemara discussed in the previous year, that these two Siri et Seres were designated separately. So since they were designated separately, the question doesn't come up about that for Asha. One Teretz. Another Teretz, it's not that Rav Shimon is completely against Lei Bezdin Masna. He doesn't want to rely on Lei Bezdin Masna if we have another option. And going back to what we said earlier in our Shia today, that Rav Shimon says, if we have these animals that we can't use because it's ready from last year's funds and we're ready in the new year, so just wait till they become Balimum, and after they become Balimum, we'll be paid to them. So Rav Shimon doesn't want to use Lei Bezdin Masna when we have an option. But certainly when we have no option, he'll subscribe to Lei Bezdin Masna. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Taydus Shashach L'Shem Taydus Chaverim. And the Rishonim discussed exactly what is, we have to work with this. What is exactly the case that we're discussing here? So some, the Rishonim say, it isn't what we would all think at first glance, that this is a case of Shinui Bailim, that Reuven's animal, Reuven's Taydus was Shechted to Shimon. Why? So Rishonim say, because as we've been learning from the first year of Amos Sechta, by Shinui Bailim, it's only a problem with Zrika. The Zrika Saddam was done for someone else. Even if the Shechita was done, it was done with intention that the Shechita be done for someone else. Here we're talking about Shechta. Shechta, Shinui Bailim, is not a factor. The Rambam, some say according to the Rambam, that we've learned, that the Rambam's opinion is that Shinui Bailim even applies by Shechita. So some want to say that that's exactly going, the question that we've been discussing, the Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam, is actually the machloikus of Rav and Rav Chizda. And just say that pshat, we're not going to work with that pshat. They're going to explain like this. Toidus Shashach L'Shem Toidus Chaveroi, that the Shechita was done with a Shinui Bailim. Rav HaMakshay, because Rav says there is no Shinui Bailim by Shechita. Rav Chizda HaMapsula, because there is Shinui Bailim by Shechita. But that's not what we're going to learn. Rashi explains the cases as follows. The case is, we have two individuals that brought a carbon toidah. Reuven brought a carbon toida, and Shimon brought a carbon toida. And Reuven's carbon toida is being brought for Reuven. However, and again, this is what I'm first going to explain Rashi, we know Abba Tzrichim L'Hoidus. Abba Tzrichim L'Hoidus means that the four people that have to bring a carbon toida, people that came, went through the ocean, people who went through the Midbar, people who were ill and got well, and people who were got ill and became well, and people who came out of prison. And here, Reuven brought a carbon toida because he came from an overseas trip. Shimon brought a carbon toida because he came out of prison. And when they brought Reuven's carbon toida for Reuven, they got confused and they thought that Reuven brought the carbon toida because he came out of jail. And that's how we have a question, is this kosher or not? So many achrayim, and we discussed this issue already in our shiurim on this mesechta. The Steichemin has this discussion seem to say from our Gemara, especially if you look in the wording of Rashi, we discussed, we know that if somebody does an Aveira B'Shagig, somebody eats Chayil B'Shagig, he's mechuyev to bring a Karma Chattas. It's Dam B'Shagig, he's mechuyev to bring a Karma Chattas. What's the halacha about a Karma Taida? Is he obligated to bring a Karma Taida? If somebody experienced one of these incidents that I identified, or is one allowed to bring a Karban Taida, but he's not obligated? It seems from our Gemara that we have this discussion back and forth that it's an obligation, because if there's no obligation, why we would have this concern? Stei Chemed disagrees. Stei Chemed says that the Gemara could be that it's not going even according to the Mandama, that it's not an obligation, but if you do it, you have to do it right. So there's actually, as just the way I saw it, there are three opinions in the Achroinim. One opinion in the Achroinim is that there's a chiyuv to bring a karma tide if you experienced arba tzrichim lahaydus. Another opinion in the Achroinim is, as we just said, that you're allowed to bring the karma tide if you experience one of these situations, but you're not obligated, it's not like the karma chattas. And the third opinion that I saw is the truth is that other nisim happen to people, besides the four nisim that I spoke about. And they explain as follows. For those four nisim, Avni Nezer has this opinion. For those four nisim, you're obligated to bring the Karban Taida. For other nisim, you're allowed to bring a Karban Taida, but you're not obligated. Another interesting question comes up. Could somebody we don't have a Karban Taida, but we have the alternative nowadays, we bench Goymo, we say Birch Sagoymo. Can one person say Birchas HaGoymel for others? You have a number of people in shul that are obligated to say Birchas HaGoymel. Can one person say Birchas HaGoymel for the next? So the Achroinim, based on this Gemara, make the following observation. Here we say that if Reuven has a Karban Taida because he came out of jail, and Shimon has a Karban Taida because he got well, the Gemara has a discussion, and nobody holds L'chatchil, this should be done, that you shouldn't bring Reuven's Karban Taida with having in mind Shimon. Why? Because Reuven and Shimon had different nisim happen to them. So certainly the Paiskim say, if you have two people in shul that have to say Birchas HaGoymel, one because he got well, and one because he came back from an overseas trip, certainly everybody should say their own Birchas HaGoymel. The other case, and I saw some Seifer discusses this, is what's going to be the halacha if one nes happened to the whole community. Community was in trouble, they were in danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for them. So Chassam Seifer actually says that such a situation happened in his town of Pressburg, and he made one Birchas HaGoymel for the entire town. The question will be, a very common question, if two people have the same nes happen to them, the same incident happen to them, but it's still you and me. Now, let's say both of us came back from a trip overseas. So we both have to say Birchas HaGoymel because we traveled overseas. Can one person make a Birchas HaGoymel for the next? And we'll think about it as we get deeper into the shiur. So let's learn the Gemara. Itmar. Taida sheshachta l'shem taida chaveroi. Somebody brought Reuven's taida on behalf of Reuven, but got confused with Shimon. Rava Mekshera, Rav Chisda Mepsula. And the Gemara explained itself. Rava Mekshera, taida l'shem taida nishchata. This is a karma taida of Reuven, and was geshachten for Reuven. Rav Chisda Mepsula, Rav Chisda says, it's possible. Why? L'shum shlam d'day nishchta binin. We need that it should be done for his nes. And if it wasn't done for his nes, it's not going to be a valid karma taida. Amar Rava, v'no aminala, says Rava, from where do I base my decision? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, u'b'sar zevach taida shlamav, b'yoy mekriva zivcha. And we learned the Gemara on Daf Dalet. Abba Chanan Amr Mishim Rebbe Lezer. Baal Loime, what does this pasuk come to teach us? Toide sheshachta l'shem shlomim. If somebody shechta kavar toide with having in mind that it should be a shlomim, ksheira. Shlomim, however, should be shechta l'shem toide. If it comes shlomim with in mind that you're doing a kavar toide, psulim. And the obvious question is, ma hefresh ben zeh l'zeh? Why is the toide l'shem shlomim kosher and the shlomim time toide pasul? And the answer is, Taida, Kriya Shlomim, because the Karban Taida is called a Shlomim, but however, V'ein Shlomim Kriya Taida. But a Shlomim is not called a Taida. Machloikas HaAchroinim, when we say that a toida shenishchta l'shem shlom is kshera, how do we treat that animal carbon? Do we treat that carbon as a carbon shlomim? Do we treat that carbon as a carbon toida? There will be two nafkaminas in halacha. A carbon shlomim is nechel l'shnei yom v'layla echad. It's eaten for 2 days and one night. A carbon toida is nechel l'yom v'layla. It's only eaten for 1 day and one night. A carbon toida, as we learned and will learn, requires 40 chalas to be brought along. A carbon shlomim doesn't. So now we have a very fundamental machlek sachroinim. Toida l'shem shlomim that the b'risa just paskened is kosher. So what is it, a carbon toida or a carbon shlomim with this nafkamina? Let's continue the Gemara. Shlomim. So what did Abba Chanan say, says Rava? Shlomim l'shem toida psula. That if you shechted a shlomim l'shem toida, that's when it's possible. What's the diyuk? Ha toida l'shem toida. If you shechted Ruvain's toida, with having in mind Shimon's nace, it would be kshera. My love, isn't it referring to a case to Chavre, where his carbon is being brought for me, and it's kosher, and it still seems to be kosher? Loi. Says the Mar the day. What does the day mean? The day means that this person had two nisim happen to him. I use the word nace sort of loosely. He went through overseas, he came back from an overseas trip, and he came out of prison. And the Bryce is, the Abba Chanan is teaching us, since both of these things happened to him, that's why, even though it's two different nisim, he could be yaitzu with one karma taida. So what do we see here, coming back to our discussion of a moment ago, that if one individual had two different nisim happen to him, if one individual had two different nisim happen to him, he should bring a separate carbon toida for each nes. So say to Paiskim, if it's the one individual who had two nisim bringing separate carbon toidas, and you should have them mined separately, certainly, and why? Because every nes requires its own idah, certainly your nes and my nes, I shouldn't say brich sagaymah for you, and you shouldn't say brich sagaymah for me. In fact, there's another interesting shaila that I saw many Paiskim discuss. Let's say you have an individual who had many nisim happening to him. He came back from overseas and he wasn't well and he got healthy. How many birch sagaymel should he say? Because there are actually two precedents in halacha. I'm going to leave this as a question to think about. There are two precedents in halacha. And the halacha is as follows. Let's say somebody's eating a meal and he says, Havlam v'nevarich. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch. He says, let's bench. So the halacha is, then he decides, you know, somebody brings something good to eat, he's going to have to make a bracha, he's going to have to wash again. But how many times does he say brichas mazon? He says brichas mazon once. But the halacha is, let's say somebody went to use the washroom, and he forgot to say ashiyotzer. And then he goes to the washroom again. The Shulchan Aruch says he has to say ashiyotzer twice. Why? Because ashiyotzer is a brichas haidah. So for every time somebody uses the washroom, he has to thank Hashem. On the other hand, Birch Samazin is saying, because Achat V'Savata, you're full, you're only full once. So now the question is, how do we look at Birch Sagoimel? Does every incident require a separate Birch Sagoimel? Therefore, you'll have to say Birch Sagoimel twice. Or is Birch Sagoimel compared to Birch Samazin to Ashi Yotzar? And actually, if you think about the question is even a deeper question. Let's say somebody traveled overseas a number of times. Will you have to say Birch Sagoimel for every trip? Continues the Gemara. But back to our Gemara. So now we're saying that this Bryce is actually teaching us that if somebody shechted a carbon toida with having somebody else's carbon toida in mind, it'll be possible. So ask the Gemara, Ava the Chavri my psula. Ask the Gemara, Adetani shlomim l'shem toida psula. The Bryce could have told us a bigger chiddush. Listening toida l'shem toida, it's possible. V'koshken shlom l'shem toida. Answers the Gemara, it could well be that toida l'shem toida z'chavrei is possible. So why didn't the Bryce tell us that bigger chiddush? Shlom l'shem toida day itzrichalei. The Bryce wanted to tell us a bigger chiddush. Salka da'at chamina. We would think that since our Bryce taught us that mid the toida kruya shlomim, at the same time, I should say that shlomim also kori toida, And therefore, if you shechted a shlom l'shem taida, it will be kosher. V'kikar shachet l'shem taida l'chshri k'mash malam. So what the Gemara is saying, it could well be that taida l'shem taida tz'chaveirei is possible. The Brice had a different chiddush to teach us. Or could be the fact that the Brice chose this case is a raya that the case of taida l'shem taida tz'chaveirei is kosher, which is actually the machlokes of Rab and Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav. Chatas yishtach l'shem chatas. That means, if somebody had to bring two kamechatas, he ate chaylev and he ate dam, and instead of bringing the when they brought the kamechatas for the chaylev, they had in mind the dam, it's kshera. However, if they had in mind the oila, that's psula. We learned that at the beginning of the Masechta, that's shini kaidish. My tama, the shachra said l'chatas amarechmona, v'chatas l'shem chatas anishchita. L'shem oila, it's psula because it's a different carbon. Another halacha. Which means as follows. We discussed from the beginning of the Masechta the concept of Shinui Bailam. And what the Gemara here is teaching us, that if somebody shechted a carbon chatas, I'm chayv a carbon chatas, and somebody else is chayv a carbon chatas, and instead of shechting it with having me in mind, to do the zrika for me, to do the kapara for me, they had in mind my friend, that's the classical case of Shinui Bailam. But let's say my colleague is not chayv a carbon chatas. He's chayv a carbon oila. Amisha mechuyiv oila, then it'll be kshera. My tama, the keeper olav loya chaveri. To be considered a Shinui Bailam, it has to be for me, but not for somebody else. But who is that somebody else? It has to be chaveri dumi the debi mechuyiv kapar kamaisai. If both he and I are chayv the same carbon, that's the case of Shinui Bailam. But if he's chayv a carbon oila, and I'm chayv a carbon chatos, that isn't, we're not in the same category, and therefore that's not considered Shinui Bailam. Amar Rav, another halacha. Chatos yishach l'misha enem chuyiv klum. If a carbon chatos was brought for somebody that isn't chayv for any other aveira, psula, it's considered possible. So let's think about this. According to what the Gemara just said, this halacha doesn't make sense. Because what did the Gemara just say? And Rav is bothered with this question. He's answering this question. We just have to work it out. We have to work it into the Gemara. We just said, to be considered Shinui Bailim, a case of Shinui Bailim, it has to be that you and I are in the same category. That you and I have the same chiyuv carbon. So ask the Gemara, what's inherent in the Gemara's question, is if I'm chayv a carbon chatas, and you're not chayv a carbon chatas, how can we be considered in the same category that it should be considered a case of Shinui Bailam? Again, let's read the words of Gemara. Chatas shachtal mishayin mechuyiv klum, if instead of having in mind me, who I'm chayv a carbon chatas, they had in mind you, who you're not mechuyiv a carbon at all, it's considered a Shinui Bailam, and it's psulim. Why? You're not chayv a carbon, so we're not in the same category. It's not chaveir kamaisai. Says the Gemara, "She'en lecha adam b'Yisrael she'en mechayev esay." You are chayev karmachatas. Because what does a karmachatas accomplish? A karmachatas brings kapara on mitzvah esay. And there isn't an individual in the world that doesn't have mitzvah esay that he transgressed. So every individual is chayev karmachatas. So it comes out that when we're bringing karmachatas for me, and they have my karmachatas, which they should have me in mind. They have you in mind. You are chaveri kamaisai, because you're also chayv karmachatas. Vama Rava, because Rava continues to say, because chatas mechaper is chayv esay. A chatas is mechaper chayv esay, mekavachoyma. We make the following kavachoyma. Al chayv increases mechaperis. If a chatas has the ability to forgive a serious aveira, an aveira for which if somebody did it b'mezid, it'd be chayv karis, al chayv esay, Lakoshke, it certainly has the ability to be mechayev, to be mechaper in a chayev essay. Ask the Mefarshim, what's the kavachoyma? There are fundamental differences between a oil and a chatas. One is, an oil is mechaper, even if somebody did the avera b'mezit. If somebody was over a mitzvah say b'mezit, oil is mechaper. A chatas is not mechaper on a chayev essay. If you, on a lav that you did the mezit, that is going to be chorus, not chatos. One question. Another question is that a oila, as we've been learning in our shiurim, you could do many mitzvahs asay. You could have violated many mitzvahs asay. One carbon oila will bring the kapara. As I discussed yesterday, a person that wears tefillin his whole life, one carbon oila will bring kapara. By chatas, as we discussed also yesterday, for every aveira you have to bring a separate carbon chatas. So how is the Gemara comparing them? So the only good answer I saw, the questions are better than the answer, is that there's a rule, and therefore it's diamond, love him and then leave kanina. It's not a good kavachaymer. So Mefarshim would say when the kavachaymer will be refuted, we don't say daya. Sfasem says this far. And therefore, even though there are flaws with this kavachaymer, Rava is saying it's still a good kavachaymer. Rama Rava, again, chatas mechaperes al chayve eser mekavachaymer. Al chavachaysis mechaperes al chayve eser lekoshke. Ask the Gemara, so if it turns out, lememre de basmina here. What does this mean? That a chatos is mechaper for mitzvah sasei, and a oil is mechaper for mitzvah sasei. So now ask the Gemara, going back to what we learned a few lines ago, chatos shecha shachta ami shemechuyev chatos psula, ami shemechuyev oil k'sheira, which means as follows. The Gemara said, that if I'm mechuyev kar mechatos, Rava said, that if I'm mechuyev kar mechatos, and you're mechuyev kar mechatos, my having you in mind is not shini bailam. Why? Because we're not in the same category. On the other hand, if I'm chayev achatas and you're chayev achatas, that is the case of shini bailam. Ask the Gemara if a chatas works for chayev esay, as we just said, and an oiler works for chayev esay, so then we are in the same category. So why isn't it considered shini bailam if they had you in mind instead of me? Answers the Gemara, mekivalei mechaper mekuvi mechapra. Which means as follows. A few ways of learning. The simplest way of learning is that the main purpose of this carbon is to bring kapara for lavin. The kapara that a chatas brings a mitzvah saseh is only peripheral. And therefore, since it's only peripheral, it's not considered as the same as somebody who's chayiv an oila. Oila is mainly for assay. A chatas is only peripherally for assay. Another way of learning is that the Gemara is referring to a situation where somebody brought the carbon oil already. So his, and right afterwards he brings the chatas. So he has no mitzvah to say that he needs the chatas to work for, because all of his mitzvah to say were forgiven by the carbon oil that he brought. Vamarova. Oila sheshachta shloi lishma. If an oila was brought shloi lishma, asr lizruk dama shloi lishma. Even though the shechita was done shloi lishma, we learned this Gemara in that phase, you should still do the zrika properly. Ibai say makra, Ibai say misfara. Ibai say makra, because the pasuk said, Maitzis fasecha tishmar. Well, we learned on that base. We learned more than that base. The pasuk changes wording. First it calls a nether, and then it calls a nedava. And the Gemara asks, why do you change the wording? And the answer is, to teach us that even though you switched it without having the right makshava, you're not mekayim your obligation, but complete it properly. Ibai say misfara, mishum deshanah, but if you did one aveira, it doesn't mean you should do another aveira. Because Resh Pirka, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Vamarova. Oila abola achamisa. If somebody brought a carbon oila for a person who died, we discussed this in the previous year. A woman was Yoledis, it doesn't have to be only that case. Somebody designated a carbon oila, and before they could actually bring it, they passed away. So the Yoshim bring that carbon. That's clear. A carbon chatas they wouldn't bring. Because we learned, as our local Moshim is Sinai. Chatos shemesa balea, the chatos whose owner passed away, the misa azla. But the oil of the yarshim have to bring. So now says the Gemara, if it was shachta b'shini kodesh, and when you shachta this carbon oil, you had in mind somebody else, you had in mind a different carbon, the loch is pasla. You have to bring another carbon, because it's supposed to be carbon oil and not somebody else. Who would have to pay for it? Who would have to pay for it? The estate would have to pay for it. What happens if there's no money in the estate? Shailav, the Yarshim have to pick up that bill. However, the Shini Bailim, Ksheira. If it was done with a Shini Bailim, it's kosher. Why? Dein Bailim Lachamisa. So most Rishonim explain Rav as follows. What is the issue of Shini Bailim? We discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. The issue of Shini Bailim is that it's supposed to bring a kapara for this person, not for other person. So if you had the wrong person in mind, you disqualified the carbon. And that's why, as we learned already in that base, Where is Shini Bailim relevant? By Zrika. Because Zrika is what makes the Kapara. But here the owner died. So if the owner died, he doesn't need a Kapara. The Misa already brought him a Kapara. And therefore there is no issue of Shini Bailim. However, Rapin Chesperet of Amar, he disagrees. Yesh Bailim Lachamisa. There is Shini Bailim even Lachamisa. Amalei Rav Ashler, Rav Pinchas Bereder of Ami. Daska Kamer, Ma Yesh Bailim Lachamisa. How far are you taking this? When you say there's a concept of Shini Bailim, doesn't mean that if there was a Shini Bailim Machshava, Boila Suya Oilach Rita, it would have to be replaced, just like if there was a Shini Kodesh Machshava, or Aydumma the Ike Kama Sega Bay. What you mean to say is that if this Yorish has mitzvah say mechapra. This carbon will bring him a kapara. Amalei, to which he responds, dafka kamina, I meant that it brings a kapara for him. Which means, as the Rishonim explained, there's two ways of understanding what Rav Pinchas meant. Rav Pinchas clearly holds that this carbon that's brought by the Yorshim after their father died brings them a kapara. And therefore, Shini Bailim is possible. The question in the Gemara here is, how far does this kapara work? Does it work a full-fledged kapara, and therefore it's like every carbon, that if there's a Shini Bailim, it's possible? Or since they weren't the ones that designated the carbon, they're only bringing the carbon that their father designated, it's not going to be that serious, and therefore, if there was a Shini Bailim, the carbon will be possible, but it doesn't have to be replaced. And he answers, no, that I hold that they have a full-fledged kapara. Since they have a full-fledged kapara, it's like any Shini Bailim situation. Vomarov, Oyla Doirini, a carbon oil is a gift. Ask the Gemara, what exactly does Ravin mean? Either like a tshuva, if the person didn't do tshuva, Sevech Rishayim Taiva, the carbon is meaningless. Vid the Ika tshuva, so why does he have to bring the carbon? Hatanya Ova Mitzvah Sasei Vishav, if somebody does tshuva and a mitzvah say that he violated, Lo Zav Misham Ad Shemaychem Loi, no, that's not tefek kapara doyrani. It's interesting to note that I saw from Masham in the Sefer Tchelis Mardcha that he says that a carbon oila, the Torah says by carbon that's animal, it says zevach rishoyim teiva. What doesn't it say regarding a carbon mincha? Zevach talks about animal that's slaughtered. So he says a tremendous word. He says a person who could afford an animal is a wealthy person. A wealthy person has the menuchas and nefesh to do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, it says the pasuk zevach v'shoyim ta'iva. Who brings the carbon mincha? A poor person. A poor person never has a lot of issues going on. So if he didn't do tshuva, we can't have any complaints to him. Because he unfortunately has so much going on in his life. So that's why only to the usher do we say zevach v'shoyim ta'iva, not to the poor person. Chata samim b'chapa oyla achador and simen. Tanya nam hachi, omer b'shim chatas lamabo. Lamabo, b'chapa. El lamabo l'fnei oyla. Why is a carbon chatas brought before carbon oyla? L'prak l'chenichnas. It's like you call a lawyer to work for you in front of the king, in front of the government. Ritza pachlet. After the lawyer solved your problems, then nichnas darin akrav. And that's why you bring the chatas before the oyla, because the chatas brings the tshuva, does the kapara, and afterwards you bring the oyla. The Ben Yoyad explains that the word praklit means parak lit. He redeems the curse. You did an averu, you're lit, you're cursed. The kamchatas parak takes away that curse. Interesting to note that the Mefarshim explain that why do you bring the chatas before the oyla? Because the chatas represents yira, and the oyla represents ahava. And therefore, we bring first the Yira. You have to have Yirasai Kaidemes L'Chachmasai. But then I saw a beautiful vart. On Yontif, when we duchen, we say that Tefillah V'Se'erev L'Fanach Asir Aseinu Ka'oila K'Karben. So two questions. One question is what Asir Aseinu means at Tefillah. So why don't we say V'Se'erev L'Fanach Tefillah Aseinu? Why don't we say V'Se'erev L'Fanach Asir Aseinu? One question. And the other question is, the order is wrong. Ka'oil ka'karben. Agamar just said that the oil is brought last. So the Mefarshim say a beautiful pshat. The Makar Baruch says a beautiful pshat. Of course, normally, you're supposed to bring the chatas before the oiler. What does the chatas represent? Sumera. What does the oiler represent? The doyrim, the asay toiv. But he says as follows. In a perfect world, that's the way you're supposed to do it. First, you're supposed to do tshuvas on your averus, and then you can start doing the asay toiv. But in the world we live in, it'll never work. In the world we live in, if we're going to wait to do good until we do tshuva and all our averus, we'll never do any good. So we say, v'se'erel fanecha asiraseinu. What does asiraseinu mean? Asiraseinu means like a fork. We turn it over. V'yeta Yitzchak, Rashi says, tefillah was like an asar. V'se'erel fanecha asiraseinu, we've turned around, we've reversed the order. Ka'oila, that we bring the oila before the carbon. You know why? Because we live in a time that if we're going to wait to have complete tshuva, we'll never be able to do, we'll never get around to doing the right thing. On the other hand, we've quoted in our shiurim the question of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham asked that why, when we say Kabbonis in the morning, do we say the Parshas Oila before the Parshas Chatas? If our Gemara says you say Chatas before Oila. So I saw the Mefarshim give an answer. That in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a time of Eis Rotzen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish people for violating Mitzvah Saseh. So since he didn't punish people for doing mitzvah saseh, so they had to worry about the mitzvah lo saseh. But now we live in an Eden Rischa. We live in a time where Kadosh Baruch Hu is not so compassionate. So even the mitzvah saseh, we have to be worried about, so you could bring the oil before the chattas. Furthermore, I saw a beautiful verse from the Pnei Menachem. He says it's interesting to note that when Noach came out of the Teva, he only brought carbon oilers. He didn't bring any carbon chattas. Why? He says, because the Karma Chattas was already taken care of with the Mabel. That brought forgiveness to the world. So the only thing he had to now do was bring the Doirin. Interesting Pasuk in Nach. Famous Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoi midei chodesh b'chotshoi u'midei Shabbos b'shabatoi yovel l'fenecha. We bring Kabbonis on chodesh and Shabbos. So the question is, why does the Pasuk say chodesh before Shabbos? Chodesh, we learned in Masech Tahariyas that what is the proper order? Tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim. So Shabbos comes before Chodesh. We have Shabbos every week. We only have Chodesh once a month. The answer is, why do we bring a karmach on Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hevi'olai chattas, bring a karmach chattas, al shemi atati yaseyerech, because I made the moon small. So now the pasuk is very gishmak. Shabbos is a karmach oila. Rosh Chodesh is a Karban Chattas. And therefore the halach is that when you have a Karban Chattas and you have a Karban Oila, what goes first? The Karban Chattas. First the Karban for the Aveira comes before the Karban which is not for the Aveira. However, as we also learned in Masech Tahariyas, there's one exception to the rule. Ba'avoy the Zara of the Tzibur, they have to bring an Oila and a Chattas, and there the Oila comes before the Chattas. Why? So we explained, we said in the name of the Kedushas Levi, because by Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarev Machshava L'mayis, normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count the Machshava. The Oila comes from the Machshava, so normally a Machshava is not an Aveira. By Avodah Zarah, Machshava is an Aveira. So you bring the Oila for the Machshava. The Machshava came before the Maisa. The Oila is Machapa for the Machshava, which came first. The Chata is Machshava, which is an Aveira by Avodah Zarah. And then you bring the Chatos for the actual Maisa Avodah Zarah.